Hi, my name is Pastor Stephanie. I'm the lead pastor here at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown, and I'm glad I get to spend some time in reflection here with you today. The questions that are my prompts for this, for our time together, are these. Who inspires you to take action? And what do they inspire you to do? When I first started thinking about these questions, I tried to make a list of sort of the big inspirational heroes, and names went through my mind, both contemporary and historical, and of course, biblical, Ruth and Esther, whose stories are loom large in scripture. But what I found was, even though those stories start with people who were ordinary in their time, they have been built up so big in our own minds, and or in my mind at least, that their acts seem overwhelming. And while the stories are inspiring, they don't really drive me to action in the same way that something that feels more relatable does. A story from scripture that does feel a little more relatable is in John 6. It's the feeding of the 5,000. It appears in all four gospels, but John's gospel has this one detail about a boy who was present who brought forward the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish that were in his possession to share with the disciples and with Jesus and ultimately with the 5,000 people who were gathered there. That story of someone giving from their own small, meager possessions. It was probably a stretch for him to give up that bread and that fish that maybe his family was depending on. Maybe he was on his way home from market or from the side of the sea where he had been with his father's boat, taking it home to the house for it to become dinner for the whole family. It was probably a big impact in their moment, but it was their ordinary everyday offerings, the thing that he had in that moment that he could give that then was used to make a dramatic impact. That is more inspiring to me. That feels doable. What's in my control, my possession, or my life that I can give, even if it feels like a small thing in the moment, that can make a difference in the world? That inspires me. That inspires me to join in community actions, to serve dinner at a soup kitchen or a breakfast place when I've got the time to do it, to knit a hat when I want to participate in the ministry of the knitting ministry here at the church. When I'm making my gifts and my tithes to the church, what do I have that's within my control that might be a little bit of a stretch? That can be given to the greater good. That's inspiring. Stories like the young boy in the feeding of the 5,000. I hope you've got some of your own stories and some of your own thoughts and ways that you can be inspired to just use what is it in your everyday life for the good of many. Let's have a prayer. We thank you, O God, for walking with us during this time of Lent, during this journey towards the cross and ultimately, of course, the resurrection. We thank you for the ways that you open our hearts and our minds to be a part of your work in the world, giving not an extraordinary out of this world kinds of ways, but in the ways that are right in front of us, that stretch us a bit and help us participate in your work in the world. We ask your blessing on all that we do and all that we are. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much.